Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Thank God I have my frickin' CBD vagina cream, because I may be grumpy, but my vagina will not be. My vagina will be very happy. I mean, they're like holding all this stuff back from their partner, and I was like, oh, well, I got something to say about that. Hit it hard. No pun intended. I mean, sort of. Pun sort of intended, right? Nobody wants to hit it soft. Hello, guys. Hey, is everybody ready for Christmas? Well, normally I'm so much of a bah humbug. The holidays, I have to admit, I'm sorry. Usually, like, I'm just not into it. I'm not into Thanksgiving. I'm not into Christmas. But this year, after the year we've had, oh, I am all about it. Like, bring it on. After Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, I had my tree up. I had my lights up. I've got little animals that light up. I've got a llama, a Christmas llama, a Christmas corgi, lights everywhere, icicle lights. No shit. I mean, I'm trying to give the Griswolds a run for their money. I never put stuff up outside. I've got someone coming over tomorrow to put up more lights. I'm just like, it's not enough lights. Let's do more. You know, I'm really, really into the Christmas spirit. And my tree, you know, like I said, it's been up since the day after Thanksgiving. I will sit there and I never hang out in my living room. I'm hanging out in my living room. I've got fires in the fireplace every night. I'm watching something. You know, I'll just hang in the living room because I need, and look at the tree. I need the festive feeling that, you know, at the end of this year, I'm just so desperately craving it. Anyway, but I got all my Christmas shopping done. I'm normally the week of Christmas, literally, you know, like I'm buying everybody shit. I mean, no, this year I got the jump on it. I think by December 5th, I had it nailed down. I had it all. The list was cleaned off. I'm so proud of myself. And you know what? I'm super, super enjoying having the lights and everything. I'm super dialed into, you know, everything in my house that makes me happy. My flowers, like I have rose bushes that are amazing. And so I'm constantly pruning and I keep waiting for my roses to go dormant, which I'm going to be very sad about. But in the meantime, they're not. And I mean, I would say there's at least 5 dozen roses in this house at any given time. I mean, there's a 12 in the living room. No, more. There's definitely more than 12 in the living room. And then at least 12 in the dining room. In the kitchen, maybe 4. And then office. You guys can't see me right now because you'll see this in the outtakes. In January sometime, you'll see this. But you can see my office and I always have roses in the background, long stem, you know, I'm just like, boom. And then in my bedroom, in my office, on my shelves, I'll put like a single rose. I mean, just like, flowers make me happy. What can I say? But I'm full on into it. It's my routine. Like every Monday or Tuesday it's changing, you know, you have to change out all the flowers in the house. Like they start to go, but I'm so much more into things that make me happy right now because this year has been a motherfucking shit show and I just cannot believe it. There's a couple things like I'll get into in a minute that I've been super sensitive to, but I want to make a fun announcement. December 19th, guys. December 19th is the end of the fourth year and the start of the fifth year. So I'll be releasing an extra bonus episode this week. It'll be a throwback episode that my text group voted on. But I'll also include, in addition to that, you know, the commentary on the episode. And then I will also include some additional things, just kind of like, because I'm celebrating freaking starting 5 years of this. It's unbelievable. I cannot believe it. Like when I listen to where I started from, where my head was at, what my intentions were, what I thought was going to happen, it's just crazy. It's crazy. So anyway, there we go. Let's see. Oh, I got my lube. My lube. I'm showing it right now because I'm filming this. There it is. There it is. So while I may be a little blue, yes, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little blue right now. I'm a little blue. The vet called me I'm so sick. I've got to say I've hit my limit with COVID, understanding and being gracious and, you know, I know we have to do just do the right thing. I'm just tired of having things that I like to do being taken away from me. I can't travel. I am itching and dying to get the fuck out of this country and go have some fun. My intention was that, you know, we're supposed to be going to Spain in May. That kibosh. Obviously, that didn't happen, right? But not only that, just, you know, yeah. For, I mean, the fact that I don't have the freedom to move about the way I want to, it's bothersome. It's bothersome. It's irritating to me. Then I got a call from my vet about my little girl dog who I had to put to sleep and her ashes are in. That was yesterday. He called me yesterday. And then on the same day, I get a notification from my yoga studio that they are, again, you know, they're shutting down. No more classes. All my classes that I had booked canceled. Whew. Lord Jesus, give me strength. I mean, I'm calling on Jesus. I'm calling on Mary. I'm calling on Peter, Paul, everybody up there. My mom. I am so irritated. And I'm not going to lie. When I got that email that my studio was closed, like effective immediately, I cried. Now I cried. I mean, that was it for me. That just did it. I snapped. I hit my breaking point. Now, admittedly, I'm on my period, so I'm emotional. However, fuck me. I want to go back to, I feel like, you know, I've tried to Pollyanna this shit as much as I can. Like, you give me lemons, I will make lemonade. But at this point, I'm a little over it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to be the positive one. I'm just like, God damn it. I'm pissed that I can't do the things that I want to do. And as I've said before, I'm in California. I never, never, never venture out on anything political because that's not what this platform is about. And it's a very polarizing issue. But our fucking governor is the biggest moron fail, #fail, on the planet. And all these businesses are suffering, these small businesses. The other day, it just got to me. I mean, I literally cried. Ugly cried. I cried. I am so attached to being able to work out and do my yoga. I mean, it's something I've done for, let me think about this. When did I start doing yoga? It's 15 to 17 years. This is something that, for me, the hot yoga, I've stayed true to hot yoga. The hour and a half class, it's 105 degrees. You sweat your fucking ass off. The sweating, that purging, it feels so good. I love it. I need it. And now I can't have it. And I'm pissed about it. I'm pissed. I'm like, what am I going to do? Thank God I have my freaking CBD vagina cream because I may be grumpy, but my vagina will not be. My vagina will be very happy. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to fuck myself silly because, you know, God forbid you go meet somebody and fuck some stranger silly. You can't do that anymore either. What can I fucking do? Irritating. I bent the rules earlier in the year. I'm just about ready to say, fuck it, bend them again. I mean, I have been a good girl. This shit is just, I'm over it. I'm quickly getting it. You can't take too many things. You're taking sex away from me. You're taking yoga away from me. I can't have friends over. I can't have fuck buddies over. You can have friends over, but not too many. You know, you can't travel and go anywhere. My Thanksgiving plans got canceled. I'm hitting my limit here. So anyway, my Christmas lights, the I don't know what the hell my energy bill, my bill. I have no clue yet. I think it's in. I haven't looked. I think it automatically debits. So I won't know until it's like, ooh, $500, you know, like gone. The lights and the, just everything that I'm doing for the Christmas to get myself in the holiday spirit, it actually is helping. And like I said, normally my MO has always been, fuck the holidays. I hate the holidays. When are they going to be over? Do I really have to put up a tree? I will drag that thing out like last minute and then take it down as fast as I can. Like, it's awful. I'm so bah humbug. I've always been bah humbug. And this year I'm like, oh, I'm in the spirit. It's because I need something. I need anything to lift me up. But anyways, I hope everybody out there is getting all their Christmas shopping done or done like me. Like, swear to God, never before. And you know, you're ready for it. I think we really have to appreciate this time. And, you know, we've been forced to slow down. We can't do certain things. But, you know, we can take a look at what's important and kind of reevaluate that. So I am one who likes to always set goals, plans, a sex bucket list. You know, I mean, that's how this whole thing got started, right? I've got some fun ideas and plans for next year. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Before I get into that, I want to bring up my voicemail group. You know, I just started that and it is so wonderful, I want to say, to hear everybody's voices. You know, I love voice. And for the longest time, I've had people in my text group. And then, you know, of course, I get emails and over the years, you know, just a ton of contact, but never before have I had the benefit of hearing your voice. Your voices are awesome. They're amazing. I love them. Thank you so much. Please keep that coming. Guys, if you want to send me a voicemail, you can chat with me about anything and everything. You could talk about something on the show, how you feel about something, your point of view. Just give me your 2 cents, what you'd like to see me do on an episode. Creative ideas. The sky is the limit. If you feel it and you're thinking about it, please send me a voicemail. Go to my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a tab that says send me a voicemail. On every page that I have, that tab is there. So you cannot miss it. Again, I just thank you so much for everybody that the messages I've gotten. Just to let you know, I respond pretty much right away. When I see those there, I open them up and I respond to you right then on the spot. A couple people, mostly in my texting group, that sent the voicemails from my texting group. This is how I know. They said, hey, they didn't hear back from me. And I said, check your spam because I respond right away. So I want to kind of put the official word out there. If you have sent me a voicemail and you have not seen a response from me in under 24 hours, check your spam because I'm on these things religiously. I don't not respond. I get them and I always have a response from you because I'm always so excited to hear you. It really is fun for me. You know, I haven't been able to interact. It's the first time. It's just a new way of interacting with you guys. Also, if you want to join my texting group, which is another great way of interacting with me, 415-997-0957. Please don't be shy. I love the feedback. You guys are the reason, the listeners, the subscribers, the people in the texting group, people that are sending me voicemails. You're the reason I do this show. I'm not just doing this to hear myself talk. I hate to have to listen to myself. It's been very painful as I do these throwbacks. I'm like, oh, God, you can't imagine. As critical as you may think you are of me, trust me, I'm 10,000 times more critical and tortured over having to listen to my own self. It's painful. This is any podcaster's worst nightmare. Like, and I've committed to going back and listening to every single episode from the start, which is like cringeworthy. When I had no intro, no outro, I'm doing it. I'm in. I'm invested. Like, it's on the line. Okay, now let me get into the crux of the show. I was doing some reading online and I came across this title and it said, "Our fantasies are the ultimate taboo." And I was like, what? So, you know, it drew me in. It was a good attention grabber. And I'm reading that. And basically, the crux of the article is this, that more Americans watch porn than any other nation in the world, but they don't talk about it with their own partners because it's too personal and it's too private. And I'm like, what? And they're afraid to reveal that part of themselves with their partner, with the person that they've allowed to access them on what we would presume is the most intimate level. But they're viewing their sexual desires or their sexual selves as taboo, off limits, embarrassing. They don't want to be judged. I mean, they're like holding all this stuff back from their partner. And I was like, oh, well, I got something to say about that. Woo, where do I start with this? I believe it. You know, I read that and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I believe it because I talk to so many of you. I hear from you. And it is constant where, whether it's, you know, all of a sudden I'll be a new listener will be chatting with me and then they'll be like, I wish I could follow you on Twitter, but I can't because my wife would freak out or my partner or whomever. And I'm like, they would freak out because why? Because they realize certain things turn you on sexually. They're not going to freak out because there's nothing going on between us. We don't know each other. I don't know you from Adam and you don't know me, but you listen to my podcast. You like it. It turns you on. You like where I'm coming from. You like what I stand for as far as, you know, just making your sex life a priority, sexual positivity. I guess if that's even a term, that sounds kind of fucking fluffy. I don't know. But really just making your sex life a priority, I would say, is probably, generically speaking, there is my platform. And again, I want to point out the juxtaposition of where this, the author of this article was going and where they're actually right and where I see this all the time and why it's so mind-boggling is that the one person you're supposed to be comfortable with expressing your sexuality and your fantasies and bonding with over this stuff and experiencing it with them. And a lot of people are like, oh no, I can't tell them that. And I'm like, well, if you can't tell them, who can you tell? Nobody. Then these things stay fantasies that you can't actualize. And they're more than, you know, your sexuality is more than just fantasy land. It's a part of who you are. And if you don't understand what repressing it does, well, first of all, it's boring as fuck. And it's an extension of you. It's an extension of you and the way you move around in the world on a day-to-day basis. I think a lot of people don't get that. They don't draw that correlation because they think sex is sex. And then me on a day-to-day basis is another thing. They're so interwoven, it'll blow your mind. And if you let yourself explore it and you're with the right person where you can reveal these things and explore these things, you're going to get it. You're going to start to see how one hand washes the other, how close they are. So let me try to, I guess the generic example would be, I didn't know and I didn't realize why I, for years, was picking the same type of guy. I knew I liked a certain guy, but I would go for the guy who was good on paper. You know, like he checks all the boxes. And I couldn't understand why every time I was with one of these guys on paper, like on paper, I should have married every single one of these guys. I couldn't bring myself to do that because I was unhappy. There was a part of me that was unfulfilled. I'm like, I just thought it was me. I thought it was me. I thought literally to myself for years and years and years and years, I'm different. I must be weird. I guess I just can't get there. I can't get that certain level of intimacy that I want, that I hear about, that I believe is out there. I guess it A, doesn't exist, or B, it's not for me. It's not meant for me. That's not my plan. You know, like that, I'm just not meant to have that. That's for other people. No. As it turns out, that is for me. That's 1,000% for me. I can have that. I have had that. And it's tied to me understanding my sexual desires, because my sexual desires are drawing a certain man to me, that he's a certain way in the bedroom, but he's also a certain way outside of the bedroom. And I never got to experience that because I kept going for, you know, what we would, I guess, what we'd classically call, you know, quote unquote, the nice guy. And I had so much masculine energy from being a certain way in work that I didn't know how to. I confused myself, to be honest. I was like, I want certain things in the bedroom, but I don't want that. You know, I want to be able to still go out and be the businesswoman that I am, but I want a guy who takes charge. And I just kept drawing to me the real nice guys, the guys who would bend and be, I don't want to say that they were submissive to me. I mean, maybe they were, you know, if I look back on it, but, and not, certainly not in the bedroom. Like, I've never had a guy that a true submissive in the bedroom, but the guys were, you know, again, all nice guys, and we're bumping along and just having our vanilla sex. And the first time I stepped out of that, it was like, whoa, you know, first time I let someone else be in control. It was life-changing, literally life-changing. Now, I wouldn't have realized that, you know, had I not decided that I was going to make my sex a priority. And I just, again, what I think is that people are so, you know, going back to this article that got me thinking, A, you know, we just don't understand the correlation between our sexual selves and our just the ourselves day to day moving around in the world, and how similar they are, and how much weight is carried and or not. And when it's not fulfilled sexually, it's a bummer. And people think that they can just bump along and be vanilla with their partner when they're really not, and that that's going to be okay. It won't be okay. You can do it. Oh, you can. Yes, you can. You can definitely do it. But why? We're all going to live and we're all going to die. So why not be with someone that you can be sexually free with? You know, what kind of cracks me up is, got me thinking about everybody that's in a kinky relationship. And I'll use kink very generically. Whether you're a swinger, you know, you're a couple and you swing, or you're in the cuckolding lifestyle, and, or, you know, you're into BDSM, or, you know, like I said, whatever your lane is. It's so interesting to me because those people will get shamed. I mean, they're hiding it. Everybody's kind of hiding it that do it, for the most part. Not everybody, but most people that are into some sort of kink or alternate, you know, sexual lifestyle hide it. But we're hiding it, or they're hiding it. I'm not hiding it. They're hiding it from people who can't fucking communicate, who have shitty sexual relationships, who are not the pillars and examples of communication, trust, intimacy. You know, these people are, can't even, you know, you got the guy who's typically online looking at porn, looking at Twitter, on, you know, like, oh no, I can't tell my wife about this. Like, you can't tell the person that you chose to spend your life with, the person that you give the most intimate parts of yourself. What's going on here? That's not right. You mean to tell me you're going to live the rest of your life with basically a roommate, right? Because you can't really, they can't really know you, but you're married to them and you sleep next to them every night. I, what the fuck is that? I do not know. People, please hear me. If you're listening, I hope, I don't expect you to change your life overnight, but I hope I plant some seeds and I hope you think about that statement. Like, if it comes out of your mouth, I can't tell my husband, da 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 da. I can't tell my wife, da da da. Why not? Why the fuck not? It's ridiculous. This is the person that's supposed to be your soft place to fall. They should know you better than anybody. They should know these things about you, and you should feel free and able to express these things. If you cannot, you've got a problem. You know, I don't know why or how that happened, but that's a red flag. You know, my solution or my thought to you is, before the end of the year and going into 2021, you need to make yourselves a sex bucket list, your own sex bucket list. Put some things on there. I would think, as somebody's spouse, as somebody's wife, if my husband came to me and said, you know what, I've really been thinking about this. This next year, from now and through the end of next year, I just want to make our intimacy a priority. I want to focus on it more. I want to be closer to you. I want to have fun. I want to experiment. I want to be back the way we were. Do you remember all the sexy, fun things we did when we were, before we got married? You know, whatever it was. I mean, just really engage with your partner. Now, again, it doesn't have to be a marital relationship. It could be a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever. But, or even if, like, you're single, like me, make a fucking sex bucket list and start hitting it hard. No pun intended. I mean, sort of. Pun sort of intended, right? Nobody wants to hit it soft. Okay, sorry, bad joke. Yeah, I mean, just go for it. Why not? I cannot tell you how the difference just doing this crazy little experiment has made for me. It's ridiculous how it's changed my life. I mean, it sounds so cliche, like, oh yeah, it changed my life. It did. It really, really did. All the things I've done, everything that's shown me about me, why the personal realizations I've had, they came out of this. And I like to challenge myself. I've always liked to challenge myself. This has been one of the best things I've ever done. And I've run marathons. I mean, like, I like to challenge myself physically, financial goals, everything. I mean, just business-wise, like, of all that stuff, this has been, hands down, one of the best things I ever did for myself, was really give myself the permission, the freedom to not only explore this part of me, my sexuality, but then to document it. That's the crazy part. And if you really want to live on the edge, get yourself a podcast. Do it. Just like plan on it. And here's a little spoiler alert. I'm actually working on a podcast program. Just a little program. Like, people want to start podcasting. I'm like, trust me, I can show you how to do this in like probably 10 days flat. Like, from zero to up and running. 5 podcasts, boom, done, launch, you know, and how to do it, streamline it. Don't muddy muck around with this stuff. Just, here's the easy, no problem way to do it. And it's pretty freaking cheap. I mean, it's not going to kill your pocketbook. You know, go back and listen to my very first episode. It was recorded on my Mac, you know, my Mac computer, just with the speakers or the microphone on my computer. There was no intro, no outro, nothing fancy about it. Doesn't have to be. If you want to grow it from there, grow it from there. But just to get up and running, I mean, do it. Even if you don't do a podcast, I really, really suggest that you document it in some way. You can just, again, on your computer, record yourself, talk about the experiences, keep a journal about it, because it's going to reveal a lot. And, you know, again, our sexuality is not just this thing that hangs out there on the side that's not an integral part of us. It is a very integral part of us. And again, this is why I just, to bring it back to the, you know, where my head wanted to pop off, was reading this article. And, you know, people are saying, like, oh, it's taboo. I can't talk to my partner about that. I'm like, I'm sorry, what can you talk to them about then? Like, you cannot reveal this part of yourself. I will tell you this. I will never be with somebody if I have to say I'm with them, but I could never tell them dot, 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 whatever it is, fill in blanks. Never, never, never. That will not be me. I can't do it. It's either you're going to know me, all of me, warts and all, sexual perversions, you know, kinks, the whole enchilada. You're going to know it. And it feels so good when somebody really knows you and knows who you are. God is the best thing. Don't sell yourself short. So there you go. There's my advice to you. This year is coming to an end, and this year's been a shit show. Put your sex life on the top of the list and make it a priority. Put it on steroids. Make yourself a bucket list and explore some stuff with your partner. It'll be fun. They will love it. If they don't, you're absolutely with the wrong person. Sorry. Can't do anything about that. What you decide about that's up to you. But there's got to be fun stuff and things that you can do together. It's going to bring you so much closer. I mean, trust me, it's a life changer. So do it, do it, do it, do it. And when you make a list, tell me what's on your list. Send me a voicemail, okay? Go to CuriousGirlDiaries.com, send me a voicemail. I want to know what's on your 2021 sex bucket list. Please tell me. Thank you. You know, I like to know things. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Again, voice message me, please. I'm just loving it. Like, hearing your voices, like I said, is amazing. And you have sexy voices. There's a lot of sexy voices out there. I'm like, oh, hey now. Who's this guy? So I like hearing from you. Again, there's always my texting group. You can join that. If you're not in it, it's very fun. 415-997-0957. And, one more exciting announcement. I am starting a new campaign, okay? I've decided that I want to get, this is after I was looking at all my reviews on iTunes. And when I look at the people that they'll leave me like 1 star, 2 star, 3 stars, I just kind of go like, is this just a troll? Like, legitimately, they don't sound like they've ever really listened to an episode, because there's nothing like I can take away from it. I don't mind less than positive feedback. I genuinely take it if it's constructive. Like, well, what can I do? Like, how can I improve on this? I always want to do better. I'm not trying to sit here and say, I know it all. I'm right. You know, my podcast is fabulous. It's a work in progress, right? So I love the feedback. That's why I'm always kind of like hitting you up like, hey, leave me a review, leave me a review. So I realized that, you know, hey, people, you got to put a little bait out there. So here's the thing, guys. Okay. Every month I'm going to pick the top review. So if you go to iTunes, leave a review, take a picture of it before you submit it. You have to take a picture of it and email it to me or it won't count, okay? And do it before you submit it, because once you submit it, it may be hard to find. So take a picture, submit it, and then send me your review. Send it to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And at the end of the month, I will pick the best review for that month. And then every quarter, so that'll be 3 reviews, you have a 1 in 3 chance, if you're the winner, a 1 in 3 chance of winning a new iPad. So I'm going to give away 4 iPads this coming year in exchange for you taking the time to leave me an awesome review. Obviously, if you leave me something less than 5 stars, you won't have a chance at winning that month. But if it's constructive, I still will appreciate it, because again, I want to do better. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm starting year 5 on the 19th. Oh my gosh. So I need to get better and better and better for you guys. You're the only reason that I'm still here. I would have faded in the background a long time ago if I didn't get listeners like you guys giving me all this feedback, you know, keeping me going. So I need that. I need that. I do. I need that to stay incentivized myself. And I want to incentivize you to stay interactive with me. So once a quarter, the iPad. Someone's getting an iPad. Is it going to be you? Do you need an iPad? It's brand new. It's Wi-Fi enabled. I think, I already have the first one. I got it. Shoot, I don't have it right here in front of my desk. I think it's 32 gigabyte. It's an iPad mini, 32 gigabyte, Wi-Fi enabled. Yeah. I mean, I don't store. Who stores a lot of shit on their iPad? I don't. Everyone puts it in the cloud. So there you go. Just try to keep you guys incentivized and show you how much I appreciate you. All right. So remember, at the end of the quarter, first quarter, Q1, I'll have three winners. And then I'll throw those three names in and just randomly, I'll be recording myself. So it's like, I'll just poof, draw it out. You'll see it. You'll see it live. Who the person is or who, yeah. You have, so when you email me your review, I need to have some way to identify you, right? Don't be like, this is tall, dark stud. If you want to win, I'll need some sort of, information. Like, where am I sending this? All right, guys. Well, there you go. Again, I hope you're in the holiday spirit. I am. I'm going to go. I'm taking a little sip of wine. I'm going to get my Instapot going. I have vegan stew recipe I'm just dying to make. I'm going to make that. It's like, it'll be, prep is like 10 minutes. And the Instapots are great. If you don't have one, oh my word, get one. I make ramen in there, homemade ramen. Oh, so good. Oh, I love those things. I mean, you do just do anything in those, but it takes about 24 minutes and boom, there's stew. I remember stew growing up as my mom used to make it. Oh my God, I wish I had her recipe. Trying to think, do I have one of her cookbooks somewhere? I might. My mom had like the old original, like 1950s, no shit. I think she got it from my grandma. The 1950s Betty Crocker cookbook. I have it. It's in a box. I know I have it. I have to go through that shit. But anyway, I'm cooking a stew tonight. I can't wait. I'm just going to have a fire, have my stew, have my wine, get cozy. Every night's like kind of like that right now. I'm just like barreling in. And I'm exercising like crazy, by the way. But now that I don't have my yoga, I've lost a thing. All I have is my cardio. I mean, truth be told, I can do my yoga at home, but it's not the same. Oh, guys, listen, exercise is so important. I know I'm all over the board tonight. I get it. I'm off topic. Totally. Sorry. This probably won't be your favorite episode. But if you want to be good at anything and focused in your life, you've got to exercise. Plain and simple. It's the key to everything. It's the key to staying the fountain of youth, good sleeping, good digestion, creativity, clearing brain fog, sleeping well, stress relief. Like when I go to yoga and I'm in there sweating, it's 105. I'm in as little as possible and just sweating like a motherfucker for an hour and a half. There can't be anything wrong when you walk out of that room. You have hit the reset button. And I get to hit the reset button every day with that stuff. And now I can't. I can do it at home, but it is not the same. I have little heaters. I can try to heat my bathroom up. You got to do it in a small space. You can't do it in a big room. How are my little space heaters going to make my room 105 a big room? It's just not the same. So upset. Anyway, again, my CBD lube. I hope it's a life changer. I'm going to use it and I'm going to report back. I hope it makes my vagina a drippy, happy little mess. The drippy, happy little mess that it deserves to be. And even though I can't let anybody get near my vagina right now because COVID, it'll be waiting and ready. And I am damn near close to breaking some rules. Damn near close. I broke them in the beginning. Then I decided I was going to be a good girl. But you know what? Fuck being a good girl. Good girls live boring lives. Good girl, that statement is only to be said in a fun way between you and a sexy guy when he calls you a good girl. And you know that you're not. That's when it's the best. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Again, leave me a voicemail. Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the button on the right. You'll see it bright pink. Can't miss it. Leave me a voicemail. I will get back to you within 24 hours without a doubt. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.